The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I am Lisa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs, regardless of age or circumstance. Ever since my husband passed away at age 44, I have been acutely aware of the brevity of life and the value of the time that we get to do those things that we love. And I'm also acutely aware when I learn of individuals who are going all out to fully experience what life has to offer. So when a friend of mine told me about a 65-year-old man who was setting out to become the world record holder for being the oldest to ride a bike around the world, I said, I have to have this guy on the show. And I was fortunate in that when I asked him, I got a yes. My guest today is Kevin Record. He is also known as the Crazy Coach. And when you hear about some of the remarkable feats that he has already undertaken, I think you will understand where he got that title. We're going to go to break, and when we return, Kevin's going to join us and share a little bit about his upcoming plan to circumvent the planet on his bike, how he became the Crazy Coach, and what his inspiration is to do it all. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonners Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonners Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonners Ferry.
Spring is here. It's time to get your vehicle in tip-top shape. Start by calling Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts, to get that cracked or broken windshield replaced. They're familiar with most insurance companies, so they'll be able to handle the paperwork quickly and efficiently. Their technicians are certified, and they abide by the Auto Glass Safety Council standards. From rock chip repairs to complete windshield replacement, Specialty Auto Glass is the place to go. Visit them just off Highway 95 in Ponderay. Specialty Auto Glass.
O'Reilly. You need parts? We got parts. Product availability? Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select brake pads for $10 more, or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Not everyone who handles your personal information is as careful as you are, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the United States. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock will monitor hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. And if your identity's stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com. LifeLock. For the threats you can't control, terms apply.
Hot tubs, hot tub, hot tub. Major manufacturers and warehouses clearance of new 2025 inventory.
Friday through Sunday.
Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Over 100 hot tubs on display and everything must go. New 2025 inventory. Hot tubs starting at $29.95.
All inventory 40 to 80% off.
Come see the revolutionary swim spa in action and save up to 60%.
Trade-ins welcome. Free delivery.
We'll even haul away your old hot tub.
Worry-free installation.
18-month interest-free financing.
Millions of dollars of inventory must be sold.
Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Free admission.
Free parking.
Call 833-SPA-SALE.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My guest today is Kevin Record, and I'm so excited to have him on the show. I was talking to a friend of mine at the gym, and Taylor Wagner, thankfully, explained to me a little bit about what Kevin's upcoming mission is, and riding the bike around the world was something I definitely needed to find out more about and what Kevin's passion is for it. So thankfully, he decided to join us today and tell us a little bit more about what's on his plate coming forward. So welcome, Kevin. So nice to have you here all the way from Florida. Kevin? Well, maybe he's... Hold on, we're going to find him. Anyways, Kevin is going to be looking to travel 18,000 miles on his bicycle and circumvent the globe. And he's doing it all in honor of his parents and awareness for Alzheimer's Association. And he has got a route all mapped out, and he's planning on departing on June 1st. So as soon as we can find where Kevin is, we will have him tell a little bit more about his story, because it's a fascinating one. And anyways, it's a fascinating one. We are going to take a quick break and see where we might be able to find Kevin. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Start your day off right with a breakfast from Spud's Waterfront Grill. Try their new signature jams, breakfast sandwiches, and tasty scrambles, plus delicious house-made soups and sandwiches, perfect for a hearty lunch on the go. Spud's is now open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Hey, Kevin.
Got an event? Spud's catering options features baskets of sandwiches, large salads, and comforting crock pots of soup. Located on First Avenue in Sandpoint, check them out online, Spud's Waterfront Grill.
I don't know if he can hear us at all.
At the co-op, we are excited for spring bedding plant and flower basket arrivals, just in time for Mother's Day.
I don't know if he can hear us at all.
Plants will arrive on May 1st.
Why would
hanging
that be?
Flower baskets.
He was on the phone, and if he's still on
the
phone, he should be able to, unless he just wasn't responding.
We'd like to take a moment and thank everyone that turned out for the annual tree and shrub sale. The event was another success, and we're grateful for the community support over these many years. Patty would like to remind the ladies about our new t-shirts, biking shorts, shawl covers, and more at the co-op this month. You're invited to come in and take a look at the beautiful items we have in stock. And don't forget, along with the new plants, we have soil amendments, tools, gloves, wheelbarrows, wagons, and much more to help make your garden the best. It's all at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Pond d'Arey.
Tag, it's going straight to voicemail.
263-6820, coopgasandsupply.com.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Kind of the only way.
Can you try again? Maybe somebody.
Great. Now raise your other hand if you'd like to be comfortable.
Hang up the phone.
I can.
Now do you have
hang up the phone, and then Kevin will call back.
Okay. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Yeah,
this is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. So you ask, how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, it's like they have this invisible built-in shoehorn, so your foot slides into place.
Okay.
Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles, from sneakers to casual shoes and even sandals.
I'm in now.
Yes, even sandals. So raise your hands in the air and put your shoes on like you just don't care, because you just went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about, like life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have had the courage and taken the risks to do work and do live lives that they genuinely love. Sorry for technical difficulty, but we are back, and my guest Kevin Record is here to join us. Welcome, Kevin.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
You are so welcome. So you are in Florida and getting ready to embark upon your journey around the world on your bike, but you have been to Sandpoint. Am I correct?
Yes, I have. I biked across the country in 2023, and one of the folks that we were riding with had a good friend in Sandpoint. And I had a terrific visit then, and then I went skiing and stayed there in Sandpoint for another week over spring break a couple months ago.
Awesome. And I'm sure you fell in love with it just like everybody.
I know, right? It's fantastic out there. Don't yes. tell anybody is what they said when I was out there. It's really, really a great spot.
Yes. No, that's, we try to keep it a secret, but I think the word's out. So anyways, I'm glad you got to enjoy it. But, and we are so excited to hear about what you have on the horizon. But I, when looking over your website, I saw that you have got quite a string of accomplishments under your belt, and I just wondered if you'd kind of highlight some of the things that you have already done on your bike and raising money for charities.
Sure. Yeah, I started riding my bicycle in 2016. I went across the country for the first time, starting in Yorktown, Virginia, and finishing in San Francisco, and I rode that summer for cancer. Wow. And had such a blast. I had a lot of fear going into that trip, you know, because it was new to me. I was actually pretty petrified before that first trip.
Yeah.
But once I got about two or three weeks into it, I thought, you know, this isn't too crazy at all. And I've completely fallen in love with it. So that was a wonderful trip. And I've done 8 more summer bike rides since then. I've been across the United States 3 times now.
Wow.
From east to west. And then I've done it from north to south, from Canada to Mexico once along the Continental Divide, which is real close to you all.
Yep.
I've done Europe twice, played a lot of tennis over there, brought my tennis racket and biked from Oslo, Norway to Barcelona, Spain. And then another trip through more of Eastern Europe, played a couple tennis tournaments with a college tennis teammate. And then I did Iceland and Ireland, and I did Japan. So
oh my gosh.
It's been it's addictive, and I don't know, I just love it.
That's just fascinating. So I always have to go back to, okay, where did this inspiration to ride amazing distances that, you know, most of us would travel by another form of transportation? What was your inspiration to ride for these distances and charities and things like that? Was there
I think it's a two-part answer.
Okay.
My parents were sorry for a little bit of traffic in the background. My parents were very adventurous. Back in the late 60s, we went across the country in a trailer, with a trailer, pulling a trailer. Mm-hmm. And we went to all the national parks, and then we went across Canada in 1970. And then we went up the east, up and down the East Coast all the way to Nova Scotia. Anyway, I think I got my adventure spirit from them.
Yeah.
And then when I was in college, I played soccer too. I played college tennis and college soccer. And I was on the soccer field one day, and I heard a guy, his name was Chris Friedman, and we were kicking the ball around, and he mentioned something about somebody he knew was riding a bicycle across the United States. And I thought, how cool is that? And that thought, I couldn't get it out of my head. So when my two boys graduated from college and I paid all the bills, I wasn't going to do summer tennis camps anymore. I said, I'm going to bike across the country like that guy I heard about 40 years ago. So that's kind of how these adventures get stuck in your head.
Oh, I love it. You know, sometimes people get dreams and the moment passes them by and they never revisit them. So I love that you held on to it all those years until time and opportunity could present itself.
Yeah. You know, and I'm so glad that I had the courage to go ahead and jump in there. I told you that first trip that I took, I was really so scared before I went that I was trying to figure out a way to get out of it because I was like, this is just too much. I'm in over my head.
Yeah.
But once I took the dive and once I got about 300 miles into the trip, I said, you know, this isn't so crazy after all. And it's not. It's kind of fun.
Well,
it's really fun.
So how do you train or how do you prepare for an endeavor like that?
So the first time I went across in 2016, I probably biked so much because I was, you know, like you're hyper vigilant the first time because you've never done something like this. I think I was trying to prove to myself that I could withstand all that high mileage, right? Averaging 70 miles a day for 70 days is quite an undertaking. And I've never done anything like that before. So I trained like a maniac. I was doing, in preparation for that, I believe I was doing 300 miles a week, some nutty number that I'd never gone into. So I was actually very, very prepared for that. And I'm not making this up. And every trip since then, I have not prepared not a tremendous amount, just moderately, because what I've come to realize is that about 2 weeks into something like this, where you're, you know, going to be doing high mileage every day, 2 to 3 weeks of doing 70 miles a day becomes a habit, right? With one day off a week, you got to take one day and completely let your body rest. Mm-hmm. But I'll average close to 70 miles a day. And 3 weeks into that journey, you're just asking the body to do it and it responds, right? It just keeps saying yes. That's been my experience. And so I have a personal trainer. I do three workouts a morning here. I love triathlons. I've done quite a bit of biking. I've kind of taken it easy. We just got done with our high school tennis season. And I would say the last week or so, I've started to ramp up my training. I've started to run again, biking to school every chance I get. And trying to get my cardio back up to, you know, some semblance. But I do know this, that once I get into the ride, there's really nothing that can replicate that.
Right.
So you just have to have the courage to dive in and, just start biking.
I love it. And so that's a lot of – do you know how many miles you've already ridden? I mean, that's just a crazy number of miles. That's so impressive.
Yeah. Over the last 9 summers, I've averaged, you know, between 3,000 to 5,000 miles per summer. So that's 30,000 miles that I've done. But what I'm about to undertake is pretty daunting, right? Because to get around the world and the path that I've chosen, it's going to be upwards of between 21,000 and 22,000 miles. But it's over the course of 14 months. So we've got plenty of time, right?
Yeah. And do you have to start and finish on a certain day?
No. The Guinness World Record Group says that I can start anywhere in the neighborhood of June 1st. I've kind of pushed my date up to May 21st now.
Okay.
And then I don't have a end date. I'm getting a 1-year leave of absence from Leon High School. So school will ramp back up August 1st of 2026. So that gives me, you know, a little over 14 months to go play around in the world.
Oh, I so, so love that. We're going to go to break right now. So I can't wait to get back and ask you some more details about this trip that you have on your horizon. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Start your day off right with a breakfast from Spud's Waterfront Grill. Try their new signature jams, breakfast sandwiches, and tasty scrambles, plus delicious house-made soups and sandwiches, perfect for a hearty lunch on the go. Spud's is now open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Got an event? Spud's catering options features baskets of sandwiches, large salads, and comforting crock pots of soup. Located on First Avenue in Sandpoint, check them out online, Spud's Waterfront Grill.
At the co-op, we are excited for spring bedding plant and flower basket arrivals, just in time for Mother's Day. Bedding plants will arrive on May 1st. Hanging flower baskets are expected on May 8th. Get there early for the best choice. We'd like to take a moment and thank everyone that turned out for the annual tree and shrub sale. The event was another success, and we're grateful for the community support over these many years. Patty would like to remind the ladies about our new t-shirts, biking shorts, shawl covers, and more at the co-op this month. You're invited to come in and take a look at the beautiful items we have in stock. And don't forget, along with the new plants, we have soil amendments, tools, gloves, wheelbarrows, wagons, and much more to help make your garden the best. It's all at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Pend Oreille, 208-263-6820, coopgasandsupply.com.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. So you ask, how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, it's like they have this invisible built-in shoehorn, so your foot slides into place. Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles, from sneakers to casual shoes and even sandals. Yes, even sandals. So raise your hands in the air and put your shoes on like you just don't care, because you just went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT, KBFI.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and live lives that they genuinely love. My guest today is Kevin Record, and he is soon to be embarking upon a ride around the globe on his bicycle. And we were just talking about how you go about preparing for that. And I guess basically once you do 70 miles a day for 3 weeks, you're pretty much good to go. But I'm also curious as to what other things do you need to have planned out to embark upon a journey like this?
So my people ask me, like, boy, this must be an incredible undertaking of planning.
Yes.
to a certain degree, I would say yes, but I have found over the course of the last 9 summers that I operate best with a lot of wiggle room. Mm-hmm. So I know my path. I have carved out a route, but I have not purchased any plane tickets in advance. There will be, you know, flights from Newfoundland to Morocco, but I don't want to purchase that until I'm about 2 weeks from where I know I'm going to push off, and then I'll need another flight to Perth, Australia, when I get over to Georgia, and then I'll have flights to New Zealand and to Alaska. But I don't, you know, I don't want to punch in too much ahead of time. So I've purchased no tickets. I've made no hotel reservations, no hostel reservations, no campground reservations. I do know my path, but, like, for instance, my first big goal is to get over to Jacksonville. I have to go in the eastern direction. So I'm going to go over and see my youngest son in Jacksonville, but he's got a work conflict that's come up, and he's not going to be able to be back in his house to host me and hang out with me and he and his fiance until Sunday the 25th. So that gives me 4 days to get to Jacksonville. And just prior to coming on the show, I'm looking at a path that I can wiggle around and make it a longer trip to get over to see him. So I love that flexibility.
Love that.
There's campgrounds. There's a couple of them between here and there that I've never hit. There's one that I have, and there's another that I haven't. So I get to explore right off the bat. And there'll be stuff like that that comes up. I like to be flexible. I don't like to get too pigeonholed. I did Iceland with a colleague of mine, and he had to be back in exactly 30 days when we went around Iceland. And it was a bit of a stretch, right, because there were days when the wind was howling and the rain was falling, and we'd already pre-programmed to be in doing exactly that number of miles. And it wasn't as relaxing, you know, to make it up like art. So I tend to wing things more than the average Joe, and I love it that way.
You know what? Just hearing you speak about it that way, I mean, that's exactly the way I would do it too. But I think most people that know me would look at me and just go like, are you crazy? But I think, I think that what the beauty in that is, well, what if you stumble upon something that, or somewhere that you really want to invest some time or explore differently?
Yes.
I mean, you still have that freedom to do that. And I think that just takes so much stress out of it.
It totally does. If I could, there's so many stories, but if I could give you one snippet of how that works. When I was in Belgium in 2018, I'm riding my bike, and you know, it stays light there until like almost midnight, right?
Right.
During that time of year that I was there. And I didn't have, I had no place to stay. I didn't even plan on going to Antwerp, Belgium, but there I found myself. And it was like 11 o'clock, and I was hungry. And I'll roll into this town, and I went and got some pasta, had a glass of wine, and I just, as I was sitting there, I Googled hostel near me. Well, long story short, the owners of the hostel, we became fast friends. I stayed there 2 days. They set me up with tennis hits. Turns out they had another hostel in the Dominican Republic. And I went and visited them 6 months later and had the most enjoyable time there. It was just a story that you could have never experienced if you had planned, right? I mean, I wake up in the morning, I'm not sure who I'm going to meet. I'm not sure exactly. I don't know what I'm going to see. I don't know what I'm going to eat sometimes either. But the mystery of it makes me feel like 100% alive the whole time I'm out there.
I am, this whole thing is just like amazing to me. It just sounds like so much fun, so many opportunities to meet people and see things and just have experiences that most of us won't get the opportunity to participate in. So I love that.
Sorry about the background noise you can hear. There's so much kindness in this world. I wrote a book, set a book full of, it's called A Book Full of Gratitude. It's 10 chapters of people who have been so good to me, right? And I never, ever expected to meet these people. I tend to have mechanical breakdowns. Every time the bike breaks down, I meet someone that is just so wonderful, endless stories of pure kindness. But aside from that, even if there isn't a breakdown, people said, are you going to be on this trip alone? I said, well, not for long. I can assure you I will meet people every single day, right? And you pick up a following as you go. I'm friends with people all over the world now that have followed my venture on Facebook.
Aww.
So that, you know, and those friendships, you can't plan those out. And so, will I be alone? Yeah, there'll be stretches where I won't have company,
right.
Pre-planned company. There's some people that are going to come out and join me at different stretches, but I won't be alone out there. This world is full of wonderful people. So I can't wait to see who I'm going to meet.
Yeah. And you know, what also comes to mind for me is that how many people you're going to inspire just simply by the ripple effect of what you're doing and showing others what's possible.
Sure. I have, and I appreciate that. I have my kids at school. I'm a school teacher still. I have 3 classes that I teach every day. And the thing has taken off like a little bit like wildfire. And when they heard I was doing the trip, they are all on TikTok. So they're like, could you create a TikTok? I'm like, I don't even know what TikTok is, but I've got like over 200 followers and I've posted up a couple things already, but they want me to post every day. So that's opening their eyeballs, right?
Yes.
Here they are, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old. They're fascinated by the journey and the possibilities that, you know, you can do something like this. And it's not as wild as you think. It's not as crazy as you might think. It's to me, it's hard for me to describe how much joy I have out there. It's another level of existence, and it keeps, every time I'm out there, it just keeps happening, right? I fall into this thing. It's such a love affair with the world, right? And it's people and all the sites to behold and the exercise. I mean, I'm getting excited just talking to you about it.
Oh, me too. I think it's great that, you know, that you just have this open attitude about, you know, the right people will show up, the right food will show up, all that. I mean, I just think it just makes it so much more fun. It's really, and I know that you have a cause that you are doing this for, and I understand that, you know, there's awareness that you're heightening for the Alzheimer's Association, but it sounds like not only is it about that, but it's also about you and what you want to experience for yourself.
Sure. Absolutely.
Which I so love. Go ahead.
Yeah. One other really quick story. Snippet. I had I was in Montana, not too far from Sandpoint. I was in Nowheresville, Montana, and my back axle on my bicycle broke. I wasn't near anything. I walked that bike for 10 miles, and as I was walking the bike, I just got a huge smile on my face and said, I just can't wait to see who I meet this time.
Oh.
And I ran into there was a barn. I knocked on the barn door. A cowboy, here's a guy from born and raised in New York, lives in Florida. A cowboy comes out of the barn in full cowboy gear, takes me into Lakeview, Montana, hooks me up with a guy named Mel, and Mel takes me into Driggs, Idaho, takes the day off. I spent two nights at his house, got me a new wheel, and sent me on my way. And I, you know, I just knew something like that was going to happen.
Yeah.
There's an expression that some of us that have been out there cycling, and you meet other touring cyclists, and the expression is the road will provide. And it does. Mm.
So. Yes. Yes. Well, and I have to sidetrack to the story of your vehicle that you're going to be riding. Could you share a little bit about that with us?
Sure. I bought this bicycle in 2016 before my first ride. It's a Trek 520, so it's got 30,000 miles on it. So you were wondering, like, should I get a new bike, right?
Yes.
Some of my fellow cyclists in Tallahassee are like, you're crazy that you're not getting a new bike. And so when my horse hears that, he gets a little offended. It's a great steel frame. When I was in Ireland, in 2021, or 2022 rather, an Irish bike mechanic looked at my bicycle and he just said in his thick Irish accent, which I wish I could duplicate, don't you ever sell this bicycle.
Oh.
They just don't make them like that anymore. It's in the shop right now. It's getting all new components. So it'll get a new cassette, a new chain. It's getting two new tires. It's getting a new front wheel up front. The back wheel's really good now. It's pretty new. All the brake cables and derailleur cables will be changed out. I'm getting new gear shifters. So he's going to come out of there like, you know, pretty, like, feel like a kid. So he's pretty, this bike, the bike, I talk to him like he's a person, but we've become good friends when we're out there sometimes. We have some conversations because he'll start chirping at me, right, when something's not exactly right. He'll make some noises, which needs some attention. But I love that bicycle. Like, it's almost like a pet, right? It's just been so good to me, and it's gotten me through some really tight spots, and it's seen so much of this wonderful, beautiful world. It's you do develop an emotional relationship with your bicycle.
Absolutely.
So it's a Trek 520, yeah. And everybody says I need to give it a name, but I started calling it the horse in 2016, and they're like, yeah, but you have to have a name. I'm like, no, he is the horse.
I love it. And yeah. I'm sure that Trek would be extremely proud to hear that that's the bike you're choosing to take on this journey.
Yeah. I've also got there's like an airplane flying over it. I have my, just want to mention my seat, right? Because you sit on the seat for like 8-10 hours a day.
Yeah.
I finally found after 8 summers, it's called an Anatomica Stella. It's a leather seat. I absolutely love it. God, it's the best seat I've ever, you know, so 21,000 miles later, I hope I'm saying the same thing, but I love that seat.
Well, we're going to have to have on the show again to hear a little bit about all, how all these things play out. But anyway, it's time for us to take another break. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
This is Justin Dick, owner of 113 Main. We are fired up for Lost in the 50s. 113 Main is a proud supporter, and we will be open for lunch and dinner every day through the event. Also, please make your reservations for Mother's Day. We will have a couple of breakfast additions to our lunch menu and a surf and turf dinner entree for the special mother in your life. 113 Main, we've got you covered for May. Visit us at 113mainsandpoint.com or call 208-946-5309.
Does your pet need to be spayed or neutered? At Better Together Animal Alliance, we offer affordable, high-quality spay and neuter services to keep your pets happy and healthy. This includes a veterinarian exam, anesthesia, surgery, pain management, and even a free microchip, all at a low cost to you. Plus, every dog also gets a nail trim. Give your pet the care they deserve. Schedule today. Visit BetterTogetherAnimalAlliance.org to learn more.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You know what's better than a limited time deal?
An unlimited time deal.
That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh.
I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot.
For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream. I'm the host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My guest today is Kevin Record, and he is very soon to be embarking upon his ride around the world on his bicycle horse. And one of the questions I wanted to ask you, Kevin, is I know you said you kind of have a very loose schedule, but I'm just wondering, have you plugged in certain visits or places that you would like to pass through and invest some time that you might not get a chance to get back to super easily?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I'll be going up the east coast of the United States, heading towards Newfoundland. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to Newfoundland since I was like 10 years old. Wow. So I plan on spending some time up there before flying to Morocco. I've never been to Africa, so wow. I'm so looking forward to spending a week or two there. Then I go to Portugal. I've never been in Portugal before either. I'm really looking forward to that visit. I'll go to Lisbon and then work my way. You have to go to two opposite ends of the world to be an official circumnavigation. So my opposite ends of the planet will be Madrid, Spain, and Wellington, New Zealand.
Wow.
I'll go up all the way up to Amsterdam. I have some tennis friends that I need to revisit. And then I'll go down through Italy. And I've only been to Venice. So I am so, so looking forward to going through Italy, meeting those people. I love Italian food.
Yes.
I can't wait to immerse myself in that culture. And then it's going to get a little tricky, right? I can't wait to see what Albania, Macedonia, Bulgaria, Turkey, and Georgia have in store for me. I cannot wait to see what unfolds there. It's been a lifelong dream to go to the Australian Open. I'm a tennis fanatic, so
wow.
I'll be spending, I'll land in Perth, but I'll be in Australia for a couple of months. It's a gigantic country. I'll go down the south coast through Adelaide and then over to Melbourne. My son is very well connected with the U.S. Open, so he's got tickets to the Australian Open for me. So I'll spend at least 10 days there, maybe 2 weeks, soaking in Melbourne. I've made some friends on the road that live in Sydney, so I'll spend time in Sydney and Brisbane. My parents were world travelers. They loved New Zealand. They raved about it. I cannot wait to soak and bask in the beauty of that.
Oh.
I'll be there for at least another month. And then, you know, the trip winds down. I have done Alaska, so some of that will be familiar. But I will get to bike from, I'm going to come down and do the second half, or first half, whichever direction you're talking about, from Astoria, Oregon, down to Pueblo, Colorado. And I'll be coming down through, I don't know how close I'll be to Sandpoint, but I'll be coming down through that neck of the woods, and Yellowstone National Park will be on the bucket list, and that part of the country I just cannot wait to see. So that's a snippet of the highlights
wow.
and the things, but I know there's so much more that I have no idea what's going to capture my interest that I just can't wait to discover.
Yes, I've done quite a bit of solo traveling, not by bicycle, but mm-hmm. when you're traveling, people give you so much information about places you don't want to miss. And
right.
so, you know, to be able to have that freedom to divert from a path, then, you know, that is, I think, super exciting. And I'm so excited for you to get to experience all of that. Quite the endeavor.
Yeah.
So I wanted to... Yeah. I wanted to give you an opportunity to provide a little bit of awareness for Alzheimer's Association and your passion for basically doing this in honor of your parents.
Yeah. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
My parents were my heroes, and they were here in Tallahassee at the end of their lives, and they both suffered from Alzheimer's, and it was a tough thing to watch. They had great lives. They lived long lives. Mm-hmm. My mom passed at age 87. My dad made it till 90. But they did, run up against and into that devil of a foe called Alzheimer's. And mm-hmm. it robs them of their, it robbed them of their personality and of their memories. And mm-hmm. it's just a tough thing to witness. So, to honor them with this colossal endeavor and to raise money and awareness for Alzheimer's it fills my heart to do something in honor of them. And it's, my understanding with Alzheimer's is it's about the most expensive long-term illness, and it's also the least researched, which is, the least amount of money has been put into researching this ailment. And so whatever little part I can do to help nudge the needle in the right direction, well, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I think that it sounds like your parents actually lived such full lives that, they got to live it. They didn't have to have it in their imagination. They actually got to do it. And what an onerous way for you to contribute to an organization that perhaps, some more research being done can prevent others from going down that road. So I think that's very commendable. So the combination of the two is just really beautiful to me. So I also want to make sure that any listeners that would like to either follow you and or donate know how to go about doing that. So would you mind sharing that information with us?
Sure, absolutely. So I have a a tennis friend of mine who's very creative with the internet. He developed a website for me. And on that website, there is the donation. There's, you know, it's about me and not about me, but there's a biographical sketch, and there's also a map of the ride, and also there's a link to donate to the Alzheimer's Association on that. And the website address is crazycoach4therecords, R-E-C-R-D-S. My last name is Records, so it's crazycoach4therecords. If you go to that website, you'll see all of that on there. You can peruse around. You can actually follow me turn by turn. There's something called Follow Me, which is pretty neat. And then also, if anybody wants to send me a friend request on Facebook, I'd happy to friend them. I need to do this to make my Facebook page public so that they could follow that. I do a daily blog. I was a journalist for 20 years, so I love to write. I get up in the morning and kind of recapture the previous day with pictures and videos, and then a short story about my encounters and the fun that I had. And they can read that blog. And at the end of each blog, there is a link, again, to the Alzheimer's Association. So if they got hooked on the ride and they were following it and they wanted to make a small donation, great. And if not, that's fine, too. But, yeah, that's Crazy Coach for the Records.
Oh, love that so much. So you mentioned that, you know, journaling and, just kind of keeping some sort of a record as a part of your day when you're on a trip like this. What does a typical day look like for you? If there is one.
So, there is, actually. It's weird, right? So it's crazy because my ADD mind kind of loves this. So there is a routine within the craziness, right? There is like this vessel that I get to kind of fall into, and it goes like this. I will camp a lot of the times because I love sleeping under the stars. I've got a great air mattress, so I'll crawl into my big Agnes tent, get a great night's sleep, and then the first order of business in the morning is either making coffee or finding a coffee shop nearby.
Sounds perfect.
I freaking love coffee, and I love to write, so the coffee gets the brain popping, and so then I will write. I'll do my little blog and post everything up on Facebook and for the kids, TikTok and Instagram. And then after doing that, right, that's my it's kind of like my gratitude list because it gives me a way of saying thank you for everything that I've seen the previous day. Then I'll get on my horse, and like I said, I don't know where I'm going to go some days. I don't know who I'm going to meet or what I'm going to see, so the newness of it all has me highly energized, and I'll start biking. Sometimes the first 10 miles or so are a little rough, right? Like anything.
Yeah.
And then you break through all that lactic acid and you're on your way. And, that's where the day sort of takes on a life of its own. And then as I, you know, as that day unfolds, I will have to start, you know, midday or so, I'll have to start thinking, all right, where am I going to land? If I don't have a hotel reservation or a campground, I got to start looking for one. I will say this. I learned this a long time ago from fellow touring cyclists. Churches are an incredible place to sleep, right?
Sure.
You can knock on doors, and I've never been turned away. They allow me to set my tent up in their yard. I will absolutely leave no trace. So it's either I'll either land in a campground, a church, or a hostel, or I don't know. Sometimes I tuck in a ditch.
Aw. Well, it sounds like a beautiful trip. Unfortunately, we're out of town. I just want to say good luck. Bon voyage. Have a fabulous trip. I would love to talk to you somewhere towards the end of your journey. And if you pass through Sandpoint, that would be awesome. And that's our show
for
today.
Much.
You are so welcome. Thank you all for listening in. Be sure to join me next month. And in the meantime, remember, now is your life. Get out there and live it.